Randolph County Commissioner's recap from yesterday in our studios, the one and only County Commissioner Ted Ganz. How are you?
I'm doing good, Rich, and yourself?
I'm doing good. He's dressed, look like he's going to the beach today or something like that, or maybe go and drown a worm, but not the case,
not
is
the
it?
Not the case. Not the case. I got more evaluation protests here this afternoon or this morning into the afternoon, you bet.
That'll keep you busy, won't it?
It will. Yes, sir.
Let's recap what happened yesterday in your meeting. Once again, yesterday morning, anything for citizens' comments?
Nope. Yesterday, no one was present for any citizens' comments, Rich.
Board of Equalization meeting reconvened on, first of all, open gravel bids.
We open gravel bids. We bid this every year. This is something that we're required to do by the state auditor's office, and we did yesterday receive one bid. It was from McCook Concrete for $9.50 per ton, picked up at the pit. And again, we kind of kept with the norm on our practice. We did reject that bid and rejected basically all bids that way. And see, here's how this works. So if we accept a bid from one supplier and then that supplier runs out of product or gravel, then we are bound to them for all that supply. So we just reject all bids, and then we just typically go where the gravel is available. And so that's kind of the practice we always keep there, Rich.
Discussion of health department contract with Southwest School District.
Yeah, Brandy with the health, our Red Willow County Health Department stopped by and did a little work on her end, and they had a contract now with the Southwest Schools to be the school nurse. So as a board, we approved that contract, and basically it's going to generate more revenue for that department and kind of help buy down some of the tax ask, and you bet.
Had a visit from John Rundle with Southwest Weed Management. Request for support?
Yeah, John stopped by. Southwest Weed Management, they go up and down the Republican River Basin and spray a lot of the noxious weeds like Phragmites, salt cedar, and so forth. And typically every year they get grants through the state of Nebraska for their projects. And this comes as no cost to the landowner. You just simply have to agree to allow them on your property. Like a lot of things, Rich, there was a lot of grant money cut. So Mr. Rundle stopped by and wanted a $500 support from the Red Willow County Board of Commissioners. We did agree to offer him that support, and we'll be a little bit more. We're going to get some more information on their projects ahead for this summer, you bet.
Domestic abuse, sexual assault services request for support.
Yeah, Donna Goad stopped by, and again, much like the Southwest Weed, the abuse and sexual assault services also seen a large cut from their grant funding through the state, and we agreed as a board to pledge the amount of $10,601, which is the same as we pledged last year. Again, this service is for, it's pretty self-explanatory, but on the other hand, if they have cases, law enforcement have cases or the victim comes to them, they try to help them out with services needed there, you bet.
Region 2 updated charges payment plan for 25-26 fiscal year.
Yeah, Region 2, again, we kind of talked about this, I believe, a couple weeks ago. Again, it, a large part in McCook, it helps with SWATs, and we every year we pay in for that, and it's divided up amongst the region and the counties associated with it, and it's based off of population and so forth. And so our amount on that end is $46,767.55. Again, this had already been voted on by their board, but then this is just where that paperwork came in for that, you bet.
Budget workshops kicking off.
Budget workshops, yes, sir. So we've been going, this is second Monday of the month, or yesterday was second Monday of the month, and then we're going to be doing budget workshop every Monday this month. And so we have a couple more Mondays, and I'm sure that'll carry over into August as well. And so we're just trying to get everything ironed out and try to keep costs as low as possible. And there's just been, you know, there's been some cuts going on in the state level. So, it's one of those deals. We're going to try to do the best we can to be as fiscally responsible and still offer the services that the taxpayers pay for, you bet.
And something you talked about earlier, property valuation protest hearings.
Yeah. So then after we, well, and then I'll go through this, So we had the budget, we had the budget workshop, and then we also went through the consent agenda items at the bottom here. We had six items. One was approved minutes from the previous Board of Commissioners and Board of Equalization meetings. Item number two is approved accounts payable and payroll claims. The accounts payable total was $518,579.47. A fairly sizable chunk, but we also paid our NERMA premium on that for our buildings, for building insurance. Also, item number three was authorized chairman's signature on resolution number 1561, which was to transfer $18,786.51 from ARPA to general fund. This was where we had some remaining balance on that ARPA fund, and we didn't have it budgeted for in the previous budget cycle, and so now we have to just transfer that. We had to use some money out of the general, so we made that transfer back from ARPA to general. You bet. And then also, item number five was approved surplus items from extension. They had some telephones and also an office chair to surplus there. Item number six was approved Tyler Technologies agreement for the Veterans Service Office. And this was a computer system that is specific to the Veterans Service Office. And we that was for the amount of $951.88. And so then as a board, we approved all six of those items. And then we moved on into correspondence from NERMA, summary of insurance renewal. Again, this was just basically our deductibles on our vehicles and our building deductibles. Not a lot there, mostly just kind of an FYI. And then we also had three reports, one monthly revenue report from the sheriff, one from the clerk, and one from the clerk of the district court. The clerk collected $6,989.58. And then the clerk of the district court collected $2,298.45. So then we went through those items, and then we adjourned the Board of Commissioners meeting at around 11:55 yesterday, Rich. And then right then at noon, we went into the property valuation protest. So it was a pretty full day. We went yesterday till about 4 o'clock. And and then we go through. We had, I believe, 60-some protests this year. And
Is that higher than normal?
Well no, about not
average?
Really. Yeah, so first year I sat out, this would be my third year, there was 90-some first year. And then I believe last year was pretty light. I can't remember total, 30-some. And now we're up to right around that 50s, 60s. So yeah, it is what it is. I mean, you know, obviously it's a person's prerogative if they're, and in some cases there's just cause if there's an issue with the property or how it was evaluated, or assessed, excuse me. And so you bet, that's part of this job. And so you bet.
That wraps things up for the month of, not yet, not, what am I talking about? We've got a whole half month still to go. Next meeting, 21st.
You know, and next meeting will be the 21st, then also we meet on the 28th, and the 28th will be our normal Board of Commissioners meeting where we should have a full agenda of stuff. Mm-hmm. 21st will be just primarily budget workshop.
So next time we'll see you on the 29th, probably.
Probably on the 29th, yes,
all
sir.
All right, and again, County Commissioners meeting's open to all folks who want to come in and sit in, that's okay.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, we encourage it, again, if there's an issue out in the county or issue with something, give us a call. Our numbers are listed on the county's website, and we'd be glad to hear from you. You bet.
Big week coming up, Red Willow County Fair. That place is going to be jam-packed to the fairgrounds.
It's going to be busy. I hope we get some favorable weather.
Yeah.
Hopefully it's, you know, usually we get some hot days and sometimes a little bit of rain. So.